is to wash dishes. She had to use rubber gloves. And we hired all laundry done. And when we got down there, there wasn't nobody to hire. And she started doing the laundry, and that old water down there cured them hands up, and she hadn't been bothered with it since. There's some good in anything, I guess, and so it cured her hands up down there. And we had to use water softener. We bought more of it than we did washing powders or soap. I know I come up here and the Standard had some, and I bet they'd had it for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they had a stack of it on the shelf there, and I bought it all. Sofoco was the name of it.
Yeah.
We took her back down there. Soap wouldn't lather unless you did put some of it in there.
Yeah. Did you have a kind of a thin-bodied insect, long thin-bodied insect that would eat skeeters?
Well, you mosquito hawk.
Yeah.
Dragonfly.
Yeah, mosquito hawk?
Yeah. I don't know where that name come from, but he's actually a dragonfly, but everybody grew up around here and he was known as a skeeter hawk.
Skeeter hawk.
Yeah, he caught the skeeters.
And did you have one that would light up at night, kind of bug?
Oh, that's a lightning bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them.
Now, what about that insect that would always lay eggs in your clothes, and each clothes that those were called?
Moth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he moth. I got a suit or two in there that them things had ruined. I don't know why I didn't do it, but I should have went and got some cedar lumber lined the closets to eliminate that.
Yeah.
You soon lose enough clothes for that.
Are they bad here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
any woolen clothes, they'll just eat them a chunk out. Yeah. You don't bother cotton or, I guess, any of your synthetic stuff, but he sure eat wool.
Yeah. I guess those are bad here everywhere. Some people call them cannel flies and things like that.
Well, cannel fly is just another name for a moth. Of course, all that kind of stuff goes by the name of a moth. You take the old corn weevil. They make a moth at some stage in the cycle.
Yeah.
So you can go in my corn crib out there now, and there's a lot of them things in there.
Yeah, but when you talk about that.
Of course, they're strictly corn. One of them will be for one thing and one another. Yeah.
But there are lots of those type insects around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, when you start to leave, you can look out there where that light is, and they'll just be out there by the hundreds.
Yeah,
I see. Now, we had something here that just come in here a few years ago that made bumps on pecan leaves and on the pecan. And these bumps will burst, and they'll become full of little old gnats of some kind.
Yeah.
And then there was some kind of an old worm that got on the pecan trees, and he'd come down, and maybe there'd be 200 or 300 of them all in a wad right down on the trunk of the tree. That's been going on for 3 or 4 years, but this year I haven't saw the first one. I don't know what's happened. Of course, my neighbor down there, he's got pecans, and I have about the only ones right around here that's got any to speak of. And we didn't do a thing in the world but just filled our old pump-up sprayer full of gasoline and just go wet them buddies down when he piled on there. But if we got them, we...
Oh, I've seen those. They're getting pecan trees, and they big bill, kind of bigger, kind of spider web, looks like.
Yeah.